The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
John Cooper has posted something on his Facebook page I want to read to you, but let me kind of get everyone up to speed for those of you that may not know exactly what's going on. By the way, we are going to take your calls. A few weeks ago, we heard about Joshua Harris, who, for all intents and purposes, he was a pastor a number of years ago. He wrote his book on dating. I think he was 20 or 21, sold a million copies. Anyway, he came out, and it was reported that his marriage was ending, and he says, I'm done with Christianity. A few weeks ago, he popped up at a gay pride parade apologizing. I'm so sorry. I got it wrong. And I'm paraphrasing. Now we find out Marty Sampson, who is a songwriter and a singer for some of the Hillsong bands, Hillsong Worship, Hillsong United. He's written on and off over the years and he's done some singing. He's come out and said he is also done with Christianity. Now, Please stay with us, and especially young people listening right now, where you're like maybe being dragged to church on Sunday, or you're asking yourself now, maybe you're off to college, maybe you're a freshman now, and you're out of the house, and you're starting to go, do I really believe I'm a Christian? Is my faith, or is it because mom and dad raised me in it? I agree with what John Cooper said. This is a war for your soul. I am absolutely 1,000% convinced this is a war for our souls. I started my ministry because God gave me a word one night that this is a battle for men's hearts and souls. There is a war going on here. So a couple of weeks ago, Joshua Harris steps forward. I'm out. Now Marty Sampson posts on his Instagram page, quote, "Time for some real talk. I'm genuinely losing my faith and it doesn't bother me. Like what bothers me now is nothing. I'm so happy. I'm at peace with the world. How many miracles happen? Not many. No one talks about it. Why is the Bible full of contradictions? No one talks about it. How can God be love yet send 4 billion people to a place all because they don't believe? No one talks about it." This is Marty Sampson. "But it's not for me anymore. I want genuine truth, not the I just believe it kind of truth. Got so much more to say, but for me, I keep it real. I've never been about living my life for others. All I know is what's true to me right now, and Christianity just seems to be like another religion at this point. I could go on, but I won't. Love and forgive, absolutely. Be kind, absolutely. Be generous and do good to others, absolutely." Marty Sampson. All right. So John Cooper, up until last night, the lead singer of Skillet for Me, was a lead singer of a Christian rock band. I first heard of Skillet 2-3 years ago. They played at Pastor Greg's Harvest Crusade, and I liked their music. He took to Facebook last night. I need to read to you what he shared, and then please respond to anything, whether it's Joshua Harris, Marty Sampson, what John Cooper says. What about the Christian faith? What about walking away? C.S. Lewis once said that courage is the form of every virtue at its testing point. And if you don't think we're being tested, just take a look at the world. We're living in a time where culture is changing. It becomes more secularized, less tolerant of our Christian faith. Of course people are going to tap out. or as a caller in the previous hour that you did not hear here in L.A., but in San Diego I was on, a guy said, well, there may be more to the story here. It's not over yet, and I'll affirm that. But listen to what John Cooper shares. Quote, okay, I'm saying it because it's too important not to. What is happening in Christianity? More and more of our outspoken leaders or influencers who were once faces of the faith are falling away. And at the same time, they're being very vocal and bold about it. Shockingly, they still want to influence others. For what purpose? As they announce that they are leaving the faith. I'll state my conclusion, then I'll state some rebuttals to statements I've read by some of them. First and foremost, I never judge people outside of my faith. Even if they hate religion or Christianity, that's not my place, and I have many friends who disagree with my religion, and that is 100% fine with me. However, when it comes to people within my faith, there must be a measure of loyalty and friendship and accountability to each other and the Word of God. My conclusion for the church and all of us Christians, we must stop making worship leaders and thought leaders or influencers or cool people or relevant people the most influential people in Christendom. And yeah, that includes people like me. I've been saying for 20 years and seem probably quite judgmental to some of my peers that we are in a dangerous place when the church is looking to a 20-year-old worship singer as a source of truth. We now have a church culture that learns who God is from singing modern praise songs rather than from teaching the Word of God. I'm not being rude to my worship leader friends. Many would agree with me in saying that singers and musicians are good at communicating emotion and feeling. We create a moment and a vehicle for God to speak. However, singers are not always the best people to write solid Bible truth and doctrine. Sometimes we're too young, too ignorant of Scripture, too unaware, or too unconcerned about the purity of Scripture and the holiness of God we are singing to. Have you ever considered the disrespect of singing songs to God that are untrue of His character? I have a few specific thoughts and rebuttals to statements made by recently disavowed church influencers. This is John Cooper writing. First of all, I am stunned that the seemingly most important thing for these leaders who have lost their faith is to make such a bold new stance, basically saying, I've been living and preaching boldly something for 20 years and led generations of people with my teachings, and now I no longer believe it. Therefore, I'm going to boldly and loudly tell people it was all wrong, while I boldly and loudly lead people into my next truth. I'm perplexed why they aren't embarrassed or humbled or ashamed or fearful or confused. Why be so eager to continue leading people when you clearly don't know where you're headed? John Cooper writes, my second thought is, why do people act like being real covers a multitude of sins? As if someone is courageous simply for sharing virally every thought or dark place. That's not courageous, it's cavalier. Have they considered the ramifications? As if they are the harbingers of truth saying, I used to think one way and practice it and preach it, but now I've learned all the new truth and will start practicing and preaching that. So the influencers become the voice for truth in whatever stage of life and whatever evolution takes place in their thinking. Thirdly, there is a common thread running through these leaders and influencers that basically say that no one else is talking about the real stuff. This is just flatly false. I just read today in a renowned worship leader statement, of which we just read, how could a God of love send people to hell? No one talks about it. As if he's the first person to ask this? Brother, you're not that unique. The church has wrestled with this question for 1,500 years. Literally. Everybody talks about it. Children talk about it in Sunday school. There's like a billion books written on the topic. Just because you don't get the answer you want doesn't mean that we are unwilling to wrestle with it. We wrestle with Scripture until we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. And lastly, and most shocking, as these influencers disavow their faith, they always end their statements with their new insight and new truth that is basically a regurgitation of Jesus' words. It is truly bizarre and ironic to me. They'll say, I'm disavowing my faith, but remember, love people, be generous, forgive others. What? Huh? That's actually not human nature. No child is ever born and says, I just want to love others before loving myself. I want to turn the other cheek. I want to give my money away to others in need. Those are Bible principles taught by a prophet, priest, King of Kings, who wants us to live by a higher standard, which is not an earthly standard, but rather the kingdom of God standard. Therefore, if Jesus is not the truth, and if the word of God is not absolute, then by preaching Jesus' teachings, you are endorsing the words of a madman, a lunatic, who said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He also said he was alive before Abraham, and to see him was to see God because he was one with God. So why then would a disavowed Christian leader promote that generosity is good? How would you know what is good without Jesus' teachings? And will your ideas of what is good be different from year to year based on your experience, culture trends, popular opinion, etc.? And furthermore, will you continue year to year to lead others into your idea of goodness, even though it's not absolute? I'm amazed that so many Christians want the benefits of the kingdom of God, but with the caveat that they themselves will be the king. It's time for the church to rediscover the preeminence of the word and to value the teaching of the word. We need to value truth over feeling, truth over emotion. And what we are seeing now is the result of the church raising up influencers who do not supremely value truth and who have led a generation who also do not believe in the supremacy of truth. And now those disavowed leaders are proudly still leading and influencing boldly away from the truth. Is it any wonder that some of our disavowed Christian leaders are letting go of the absolute truth of the Bible, and subsequently their lives are falling apart? Further and further, they're sinking in the sea, all the while shouting, "Now I found the truth, follow me!" Brothers and sisters in the faith all around the world, pastors, teachers, worship leaders, influencers. John Cooper writes, I implore you, please, please, in your search for relevancy for the gospel, let us not find creative ways to shape God's words into the image of our culture by stifling inconvenient truths, but rather let us hold on even tighter to the anchor of the living word of God. For he changes not. Isaiah 40, verse 8, the grass withers and the flowers fade away, but the word of our God stands forever. Finally, John Cooper writes, I'm glad to see one of these influencers come out in defense of the authority of Scripture and the importance of a robust faith that can outlast even the harshest of challenges. So, try that shirt on for size. What size do you wear? Our culture is changing, my brothers and sisters. People are becoming less tolerant of our views and our faith. People that retreat from their faith, in my view, I don't think they're necessarily ignorant of what the gospel says, or they have no theological depth. I think what's really going on is the adversity. And how do you address an increasingly countercultural doctrine that grows too great? Culture does not like us. And it'd be easy to go, Joshua Harris, Marty Sampson, what's up with you guys? What are you doing? And I think John Cooper's onto something when he says, look, these guys were influencers. We somehow look to them instead of God's word above all. The Bible says we shouldn't be surprised. Now, it'd be real easy for me as I close here to lay it on the church a little bit, right? But I'm not going to do that because I think it's up to us to be prepared for the consequences of what society says that are profound cultural shifts away from our faith. It's up to us. We need to know how to respond. Not going to blame pastor, not going to blame whoever. Blame is worthless. The blame game is popular, but it's worthless. We're going to stand in front of God one day and be held accountable, and you're like, well, you know, pastor, whoever, he didn't really convict me. Or whatever excuse we use. We're in a time right now where 2,000 years ago, who had access to the gospel? Right? Did John the Baptist whip out a smartphone and start preaching off that and hitting his Facebook account? We have no excuses. I'm sorry to be so blunt. I got an email from a guy. I'm not coming to your KMG event. You've become really blunt. Sorry. People are dying. The world is dying, and there's a Savior who hung on a cross 2,000 years ago that wants to redeem the world, but we got to say yes first. And men are a big part of it. No excuse. We here in America, we've got a ton of Bibles in the house, churches on every corner. No one forces us to stay on the couch and binge watch some Netflix deal for 8 hours. A little harsh? Yeah, a little harsh. Sometimes maybe I need to hear it harsh, or I think guys need to hear it harsh. But come on now. And I praise God for John Cooper. He just laid it out.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.